Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where everything related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy, and today we bring another special guest. His name is Alex, and he's the co-founder and CEO of ProfitWell, which is one of the top agencies out there when it comes to scaling brands on Amazon. That's why I wanted to bring Alex on today's show, because we're having this conversation before going live about, you know, how launching products on Amazon has changed from the PPC perspective, especially in 2024. We are seeing how PPC is getting more expensive, competition is getting more fierce, and now really understanding your PPC is more important than ever. And understanding how some of the top players in the space are doing it, I think is going to provide a ton of insight for all of you guys, specifically those that are looking to launch products in 2024. So, Alex, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello, everyone. I'm doing good. It's just morning in Los Angeles.
You're just getting started, and for me, I'm just ending the day here in London.
Yeah, they just started. I just ate my coffee. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. So, Alex, for those that might not know you, give us just a quick intro about yourself and, you know, how you founded your company.
Yeah, so originally I'm born in Ukraine. I started doing my first e-commerce business when I was 15. And start doing Amazon in 2015. We start selling with my business partner. And when he was selling, he was doing all kids who was run out of money. And I remember in the second day, we got bestseller tag because it was first who launched this product. And we will start selling scratch maps of the world. And he was first guy who started selling it in Amazon. And we got bestseller. So it's second day. And we were selling more than we can afford. And, you know, we just kids from Ukraine who doesn't have money, like how to make money. And before to, and we start to decide how we can buy stock, because before you sell, send product, we was manufacturing in Ukraine. Before you send product, before you sell this and got your money, you wait a lot. Like, we was out of stock mostly half of the year. And before e-commerce site, I was working like in one huge marketing company like Google AdWords engineer. I was doing scripts, and in one day in Ukraine that become huge seller community, thousands of sellers. Everyone started telling about Amazon business, like, hey, with $5 you can become a millionaire. Let's go.
The Lamborghini is a
selling. We implement our scripts, what I was using for Google Ads and Amazon. And some of my friends asked me, like, hey, Alex, can you do that for us? And say, well, yeah, why not? Like, we need money for stock. Let's do. Yeah. And in one day, I remember it was hundreds of people who tried to reach us, like, hey, guys, help with us to do Amazon PPC. That's how we build up agency. Yeah. And right now, we manage over $1.5 billion in revenue.
Wow. Crazy. I know. Life changed so fast. It's 7 years, but at the same time, you know, a lot of work. Like, it's 7 years, I bet you went through so many challenges. And at the same time, that's what builds your foundation in terms of knowledge around PPC, because at the end of the day, that's how, unfortunately, you learn. Making a lot of mistakes, sometimes costly mistakes, and then try to convey that experience
and everything has changed so much. Information what you can find right now in the YouTube or other like free channels, I feel it's out of date. That even strategy was working 1 year ago doesn't work right now. And things are changing so fast.
So now, being said that, I think it is the right moment to shift the conversation to, you know, launches. I think especially in 2024, I feel we see more than ever conversation shifting towards trying things outside of Amazon to really have a successful journey within Amazon. So I see more than ever people talking about how you need to grow outside of Amazon in terms of maybe TikTok Shop or Walmart or having your D2C presence or things like that, because only trying to grow your brand and company on Amazon is getting tougher. However, at the same time, not everybody has the experience, so the budget to really do that. And I feel PPC is still a huge and very important tool to really have a successful launch in your Amazon journey. Yeah, it's just that people struggle to really understand how to do it properly. So from your experience and you know, all the accounts and millions of dollars that you guys oversee in terms of spend, like, what are some of the trends you are seeing in terms of PPC, in terms of how it's changing? Like, do you have some insights you can share in terms of?
Yeah, I have my own brands, and right now I'm launching new brands in 2024. And the craziest stuff, you know, I have 9 years of experience in Amazon. We are Amazon advertising partner. We know almost everything about Amazon. And the funny stuff, I do not launch my brands in Amazon. Because here is some problems what you can face. For example, Amazon algorithms. When you're a new seller, first problem what you will face is that Amazon will start to limit your advertising traffic. Even if you put $1 million budget, $10 Amazon will limit traffic and clicks for you. And Amazon will give for you weirdest spots before you bring revenue per product for Amazon from outside traffic. And for me right now, it's not reasonable to do Amazon PPC because you will just overspend and customer acquisition cost much higher than this CPA in TikTok advertising or Facebook advertising or working with influencers. And right now, Amazon for me doesn't look like Amazon business. Mm. I feel strategy, Amazon private label and Amazon business is dead, honestly.
Mm.
For me right now, Amazon is just a channel. And if you want to build Amazon business, you don't need to learn how to build Amazon business right now. You need to learn how to build e-commerce business.
Mm-hmm. Because multi-channel
is just, you know, when you can sell your products. And Amazon algorithms and super strong competition will not let you sell units and compete in the same level with the guy who already existing sellers. They already do 500 sales, 1,000 sales a day. If you cannot bring 500 sales in one, you will not compete with him. So plus Amazon limited traffic for you, it's no way how you can compete. You cannot compete with the prices because Chinese seller can order 100,000 units, they even manufacture, they have cheaper logistics. So you cannot compete with the quality of products because you need to, if you're doing quality products, you need to have higher price, and higher price will not you sell because of lower conversion rate. So for me, Amazon business just turn off. It's right now e-commerce business.
Yeah.
And if you can build your brand and build great relationship with your customers, because in Amazon, you don't have your own customers. It's still Amazon customers. You cannot reach out to them. You cannot get their emails. It's no way how you can work with your customers. Yeah. And if you start doing e-commerce business from direct to customer, you will get your customers. You will start to work with your audience. You can fix all your problems with the packaging, with product quality, with everything before you will go to Amazon. Because if you will get bad reviews on Amazon, your listing is dead and you need to start from scratch. And you already can waste like thousands of dollars in PPC before test your product.
Yeah.
Yes, the best way will be starting D2C. And right now for me, best strategy, it's to do, I call this dry tests. Do you know you can start in e-commerce? For example, you want to launch a new product. And usually your product, it's your founder's idea. Founder's idea, what you want to share to American markets. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean the people who live in America will like your idea.
Exactly.
For example, you want to do no sugar product. But if your main audience is like middle America, when people love sugar and they want sugar in products, you will not sell this. If your target audience is California, when people try to avoid sugar, it's great. But in California, you need to have different designs. And every time when you're building your product, you need to compare your idea with what market wants from you.
Yeah.
And here is the main thought, like you can do, I call this dry test. You can create Shopify store with your branding, with your product, even do not have product, and try to sell this product using like not regular, like regular for e-commerce business, but not regular for Amazon sellers advertising platforms. For example, Facebook advertising. Yeah. And if you can sell your product with Facebook advertising, there's ROI one. What I mean between ROI one, if you bring in 10,000 sales and you have like 2,000 profit and you spend 2,000 in Facebook advertising, that means ROI one, return on investments. Mm-hmm. And if you can sell your product is ROI one, you're great. You're great to go because you can scale that and get your profit. Easy. Yeah. If even your ROI is 0.7, it's still
acceptable.
Yeah, because in future you can upgrade your conversion level, you can do much better hooks in marketing, and you will do better advertising. So if you can do that, you're ready to go. And you will have the first channel when you can sell your products and start to get your audience.
Yeah.
Only after you get your audience, you can change your traffic and budget allocation and start to bring in your traffic to Amazon. Provide discounts for your customers for second purchase, or do some marketing tricks and start to move your traffic in Amazon. Amazon will see you start to bring in more revenue per impression than your competitors do. You will get your first organic position, and the greatest stuff, Amazon will start allow you to spend budget in Amazon advertising.
Interesting. I see. And that's actually something that I haven't heard before, because a lot of people, when it comes to launching on Amazon, the first thing they say is that the mere focus has to be within Amazon, but a lot of people don't take into consideration the limitation that you just described. Like Amazon, even if you have the money, the basically limit the exposure that you have, and you're not able to get the momentum that's ever going to allow you to get the conversion and sales velocity that's going to get you positioned organically. Now, you mentioned there's something interesting as well with this methodology, which is bringing a traffic from outside of Amazon. So let's try to go a little bit deeper on that. When you say outside of Amazon, what are some of the sources you like the most? Are we talking more about Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Google? What are
some of the ones you're having the most? For example, if you're selling cosmetics, the best way to work with influencers, even if you're selling supplements or something like that, it depends on product. For example, if you're selling dress, you should only work with influencers because you can show the dress on person. It's every time depends on product. Every time. Mm-hmm. And for example, right now, I have the case study when we launch our product in Amazon. We was allowed to spend, Amazon allowed us from $100 to $500. It was maximum what we can spend. After we start to bring in traffic in the next 14 days, after attribution window is passed in Amazon, Amazon allowed us to spend, like right now, we can spend $5,000 a day. Wow. Nothing was changed, nothing. We even didn't get more reviews.
That's interesting. And with this external traffic, when you create this launch, do you try to target a specific keywords or links? Because we know sometimes when people do this external traffic, they try to, sometimes there's some methodologies that have that around keywords and links. What do you recommend when it comes to that?
You have this old tricks how you can boost keywords, links. Like honestly, it doesn't work in overall performance. So I will explain. For Amazon, each sale have total data. Just imagine for Amazon, like each seller, like pocket of money. Seller A bring in for Amazon from sales $50, seller B $35, seller C $20. And depends of how many you bring in money for Amazon, you have better organic position for overall your product and less organic position for overall. When you want to compete with someone, right now you can see Amazon niche is established, like everyone staying in his position, and it's a little bit changing up and down, one position up and down. And when you compete with huge market, you do not compete with keyword level, because you will improve your keyword and that will go up in organic, but next 14 days your competitor will just push higher PPC for this keyword and you will lose all your organic. So your all those marketing strategy was waste of money. And better for me work in overall performance than in keyword performance level. Because in overall performance you can grow for not keywords what you're targeting, but you can perform better. If you target specific keyword, it's kind of a little bit hurt.
Because I see that all the time. In fact, I have seen people getting Super Mario to keywords because the city's keywords in Healing Time, Jungle Sky, Data Dive, that they know those are the main keywords, and they get so fixated on putting all the effort on those keywords. And yes, they might have a boost, but as you say, after 7 days that they remove the boost, that extra traffic, they lose all the ranking again. So,
and the funny stuff usually is this data can be wrong. Amazon have geo-targeting, so you have specific ranking for each state. It's first. Second, what you cannot control, for example, if Amazon storage didn't have storage in Texas, just example, you will lose your organic ranking in Texas, but not because you lose keyword conversion rate, because Amazon doesn't have stock in this specific state.
Exactly. So it doesn't mean you are underperforming as a whole. It's just
And you start pushing advertising for this keyword, but you just don't have a stack. That's the reason.
Yeah. How you navigate data? That's, I actually want to touch a little bit deeper because I get this question all the time, especially when launching. I have seen that more often now people say that you shouldn't be launching a product with less than 1,000 units because if you don't have enough units in hand, essentially that's going to affect the success of your launch because units don't get distributed even enough across multiple fulfillment centers. So is that something you also experience? Like you need enough units, a lot of units when launching?
Of course, of course. In Amazon, you should have stock because if you have stock only in Florida, that will be 3-day delivery and you will have lower ranking and lower PPC. Amazon will need traffic for you. So you should have stock to work in Amazon. So that's why I'm telling, like, Amazon is just a channel and not a cheap channel, because if you're in D2C, you don't need to have like 5,000 units in stock in Amazon. You should have.
Yeah.
How Amazon PPC, it's no way how you can avoid this. You just must use Amazon PPC to compete with someone.
Exactly. It's just something, and that's actually a good point. People think that PPC is designed to save your business, but it's only there to enhance your business. Your business without PPC should already be a product that sells on its own, right?
Right.
And something I want to touch a little bit on the PPC side of things, like, of course, we're having this conversation that Amazon has to be only a channel, right? But from your experience on doing this migration from outside of Amazon to within Amazon, right? What is some of the things that you feel people are doing wrong? Because I see a lot of D2C brands starting to do this thing that they jump into Amazon, but they don't really know how to leverage or they have this conflict of interest that they say, I have a very strong Shopify website. I want to go to Amazon, but I don't want that to overlap what I'm doing with Shopify. Like, I don't want now my consumers to buy on Amazon and pay Amazon fees. So thinking as an e-commerce business, that's what you're recommending, how you avoid send too much traffic to Amazon, then Amazon starts to become your main channel.
It's fear of D2C brands. They fear that, like, they're confusing every time. Like, okay, we want to go to Amazon, we need to pay fees for Amazon, and we need to spend money for advertising.
I know.
What? Like, our margin will be 3 times less. But they didn't count that Amazon steals 60% or more, depends of niche, all e-commerce sales. So, for example, they're doing 2 million a month. They can do like additional 4 million a month in Amazon. And they do not. Yeah, they will have 2 times less margin, but that additional profit. So
volume.
Yeah, it's volume of your brand. And they should do that. And every time they're scarce. And the most problem what D2C brands really faced in Amazon first, you have some technical stuff in Amazon, how to set up your listing properly. Usually D2C brands don't know how to do this, but it's technical stuff what could be fixed easily. Second big problem is advertising for them, because if they do not do proper advertising structure before they start to optimize, they can start to lose more money than they can have. For example, they will all spend additional 30% in advertising because they have wrong structure and not properly set up their PPC campaigns, and that will also hurt their margin, or they can start to steal their brand traffic. For first time when they only launch on Amazon, they should use their brand traffic, because some of their competitor targeting these keywords before, you will get higher conversion rate in attribution window of Amazon will put for your brand higher CPC. I have funny stuff, like one of my D2C customers, he's super big in D2C, almost 100 plus million seller in D2C. Wow. And he decided to go to Amazon, and he write his brand keyword in advertising, and his brand keyword cost for him $12. Even he's the owner of brand, but the bestseller for this product in Amazon paid only 12 cents per his brand name.
Wow.
Using. That's crazy. Because he was using these keywords for a while, and like in Amazon algorithmic level, Amazon's thinking every time when someone writes these keywords, that means this seller. Even mm-hmm. that knows his brand. And I he needs to overpay for his brand for some time period before Amazon will see Amazon agrees that you have higher conversion revenue per product for these keywords than this competitor. And day by day, CPC will change. His CPC will stay higher, your CPC will go less.
Yeah, that's actually such an interesting thing that I want to go a little bit deeper. Like, sometimes people don't know this, but and that happens when especially get accounts that have a lot of years already. You try to get new campaigns with new keywords or to experiment new type of strategies, and you get a higher CPC than older campaigns or legacy campaigns, right? Or, mm-hmm. or keywords that you've been advertising for ages. So taking your example as basically a point of comparison, you definitely think then that historically, if you overbid on a keyword, you perform well, you're going to pay all this cheaper CPC than your competitors, right? That's something that you have seen constantly.
I will explain. Everyone saw suggested bids for Amazon. Mm-hmm. But it suggested bids, honestly, not for everyone. It just suggested bids for you.
I see.
Amazon suggests different bids for different seller. And the funny stuff, Amazon can sometimes provide cheaper CPC for higher position. I will explain. Like, if you bring in a lot of money for revenue per product, story feature, other fees to Amazon, Amazon can go discount with revenue per click and discount you in CPC. But seller who have two times higher conversion rates than second seller can target first position advertising for $1, and second seller will target the same advertising position for $2. Because he has lower conversion level by revenue per product. So he's bringing, because of lower conversion rate, he's bringing less traffic, less conversion rate in the referral fees than seller A. And that's why he have higher cost CPC.
Yeah.
And if you will start to bring in more revenue per product, you will have discount in CPC. But Amazon, not the stupid machine. If you will pay for Amazon $5 and you still have the higher conversion rate, Amazon will charge $5. You need to start decreasing your CPC and Amazon will hold your positions.
Wow, interesting. Then based on this point, we can come to the conclusion that actually investing a lot into your optimization in terms of copy, in terms of images, actually can make your PPC cheaper, right? Because that means you convert better, and therefore Amazon rewards you with a lower CPC. And that's actually something I feel people don't talk a lot. Like, people think that CPC is dictated by the market and not by Amazon, and that's why they overspend.
Yeah, do you know, like, it's a story. It's like some huge brands, 100 plus million brands, have still 15% of cost, and everyone asking, how you can have 15% ACOS in Omega 3? Like, Amazon charging for me 60 cents per click. And for other sellers, charging $6 per click.
I know.
And everyone trying to achieve this story with low ACOS, like, hey, the seller have 20% ACOS. Why I couldn't have this? Like, it's not possible because it didn't bring that much money for Amazon, like this seller being.
Yeah. And now when we're talking about launches, right, we clearly seeing how conversion is super important. So I'm curious to know, when you start doing this launch transition, let's say from outside of Amazon to within Amazon, how you make sure your conversion is very high? Like, do you do a strategy with the pricing point, with images? Like, how you try to match a conversion to be above your competitors, so then you give that signal to Amazon that you overperform your competition?
Here is a story about branding. Before, your conversion can, like, you have price points and you have review points. You need to have, like, reviews to start get your first conversion. Second, you need to be in the right price point. But it will be still not enough when you launch your product. Only how you can increase your conversion level in Amazon, it's bring your own audience who will perspectively buy your product instead of your competitor product. That's real. The one way how you can bring higher conversion level for Amazon when you launch your brand. You cannot use any even Amazon advertising tools because it's used already for big sellers. So only way how you can bring higher conversion rates that exist in seller is bring your own traffic.
Awesome. And when you start building this traffic outside of Amazon, Do you give yourself a time window, like you do this 1 month in advance, a few weeks, like how you usually structure your timeline when you go?
Amazon has attribution window 14 days. What does that mean? For Amazon, for example, have data flow, like data would just go in each days. Do you see right now market is established? What attribution 14 days window means? You have average data for last 14 days. If you even you bestseller and turn off your old advertising, next 14 days you will still have a great position because you will get like next day 30% less sales, but in average it's only 2% less.
Exactly.
And it's working in average 14 days line. And if you will start to bring your traffic from outside to Amazon, you will do in 1 day, your average will be a little bit up. You should to do at least the 28 days, at least. Mm-hmm. 14, the minimum 28 is great because it's two attribution windows. And because you grow in first day, it's like plus 3%. Next day, should plus 3, next day, plus 3, 3, 3. Like in 14 days, it's 42%.
Yeah,
but next 40 days it starts from previous 42%. It's already 47. More. So that's why 28 days.
Cool. And from your experience, when you're doing this strategy as part of the launch, do you see Amazon giving more priority, or in terms of giving some extra that they like more the traffic coming from a specific source, like maybe from Facebook, from Instagram, or everything is the same?
Yeah, just about sales. Every time it's about sales. For Amazon, what does like? Someone can tell you cost, CTR matter, conversion level matter. No. Only how many money you bring for Amazon. That's only what matters for Amazon.
Yeah. But do you feel there is a limit to the point that, let's say you bring a ton of money, let's say you bring $20,000 in sales, but you had to spend $50,000 in ads to make that happen? Is that also negative to some extent?
Still, you spend 50,000 plus you spend referral fees plus storage fee plus other fees.
Okay.
So all money spent in Amazon matter.
Okay, that's a good point because I always hear as well that there is I was hearing that there is a limit that in terms of how much money you can spend or it becomes bad, because if you have a super horrible conversion but you make sales, it's also like.
Traffic. I will explain why Amazon even limit traffic when you have bad results. Because Amazon have his audience and it's limited audience. And Amazon can bring all of this audience to bestseller and get more money. But Amazon splits this traffic and send to bestseller a little bit less to the seller what convert. If you convert low, you're not bringing referral fees for Amazon. Mm-hmm. So that's why Amazon converts the traffic back to bestsellers.
I see. And now, in terms of this, going a little bit back to Amazon, in terms of the PPC strategy, what is usually the number one thing that takes the biggest budget within your strategy? Is sponsor products, sponsor brands, sponsor display?
No.
Tell us a little bit high level how usually you like to structure.
You in best case scenario, you should use everything. Because for each niche, different platforms work better, and for different products, some different place works better. And to test, and it's like a channels also, sponsor display, sponsor brand, sponsor product, it just channels for you. And you need to find the best channel, what fits for your brand. And to do that, you need to have right structure. And after right structure, you can have this channel. Because if you will not have right structure and you will have duplicates in Amazon, what I mean by duplicates, Amazon doesn't work on keyword level advertising. It's working on search term level. If you have keyword car charger and broad phrase exact, you will turn off that in broad, that will start to work in phrase. You will turn off that in phrase, that will start to work in exact match type. And it's no way how you can optimize and find profitable channels. So first what you need to do is find right structure. I have wrote a whole book about Amazon structure.
Amazon which, by the way, then we can put the link down in the description.
Yeah, it's in Amazon for free. Amazon Advertising Bible, it's called.
Good. Now, to start concluding, like, what are some of the worst mistakes you see people doing when launching that you think is killing their launches when it comes?
Do not test zero products. Do not taste. I have the same bad experience with my product. I have ordered the great design studio. I spent $10,000 for product design. And they did for me it's great design. I was loved it. Honestly, I was I'm looking for this great, perfect. I like this. I want to launch this product. And I decided to test that in Peakful in Intel IV platforms. And I took my three best competitors and placed my design and asked like who you will buy and why. And my product win was only 14%. And I like, fuck.
Wow.
If I'm gonna launch this product, that's mean I already spent all my money because it's no way how I can compete. Like people doesn't like my design. Even I like that I'm founder. I'm not it's product I like this, but not people who wanna buy this product. And I look at the results and no way. I cannot launch this product. I cannot even I spent 10K. And I was super sad and I go to the freelance and I hired three designer guys and ask them, hey guys, who will do the design? What will beat these three competitors? I will triple your salary payment if you outbeat all these guys. And one guy created for me design between 64% and I honestly previous like better than the new one, but if people want a new one, okay, it's American.
Yeah, choice. That's the answer.
Yeah, I'm wearing Ukraine, you know, like every time we're wearing black dresses.
I know.
In the US, in California, I never see people who are wearing black.
I know. Yeah. In fact, something I can take out of this story you share is something I see a lot as well. Sellers are not doing audience testing in the sense of targeting a specific set of avatar sample, like 100, 200, 300 people represent their niche and showcase options of what potentially they could sell and see if people have an interest. Like these tools out there, like, you know, Peakful, for example, that you can do these things. And it's a huge opportunity. And yes, I agree. Sometimes you are driven by emotions and you think because you like something, it's going to be successful on Amazon.
That's not true. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome, Alex. So I guess to conclude, share a little bit about, you know, how people can get in touch with you, because I know you guys help with all of these at ProfitWell. So tell us a little bit about that so we can
finish. Instagram and LinkedIn will be the best to reach.
Yeah.
If someone want to reach me personally, I feel Instagram
will be the best. I'm going to put it down in the description. Yeah, I'm going to put yours and ProfitWell so people can reach out. And in the meantime, I know we're just having, you know, a quick convo because this goes so much deeper and so much technical, but I just want the people to have a taste of, or, you know, the amazing experience and experience you can bring to the conversation. So thank you so much for that, Alex. Perfect. It's been a pleasure and I can't wait to have you in the next one. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Alex. Have a nice one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.